I think we focus more about you. What about the Chairman Association of Geoconservation Hong Kong? We gather that you're not too happy with the wind farm.
Yes, Michael Van Nuchin, guest here. And we're not happy because, first of all, Hong Kong is quite different from other places in the world. We do have a very small area that we have to consider. Basically, the total area of Hong Kong is about 1,100 square kilometers. So the project that we are talking about will involve about 15 square kilometers, if I'm not wrong. And that means about 1.3% of the total area of Hong Kong will be set up by the turbines, the wind turbines. So how many area that we have in Hong Kong that we are able to build that? Because that's a significant percentage in terms of our total area in Hong Kong. And secondly, that we have to point out that are we going to use any virgin land in Hong Kong? Virgin land in Hong Kong is very scarce. And if you get a chance to go to Sai Kung, for example, and I do heard a lot of views from the residents of Sai Kung, and they will feel very sorry because the uniqueness of Sai Kung and the interesting point of Hong Kong that visitors think about Hong Kong is the sort of we have about 50% urban area, and then the other half is about the wilderness of Hong Kong. That wilderness is the part that we have to be proud of. Every citizen in Hong Kong have to be proud of Hong Kong because we are a big city, we are a metropolis, and but on the other side, we have very big percentage or large percentage of wilderness in Hong Kong that we have to be proud of. Then, so this project actually, we try to take away this sort of wilderness from Hong Kong people. So I think we really have to really seriously consider whether this is feasible. And the other point that Richard pointed out that we're talking about, of course, about 1%. But you know, according to the EIA report that the consultancy had made, it is roughly about 1%. I just question whether that 1% is the maximum percentage that we can gain. So the details have yet to be calculated, and we're doing some sort of investigation into that by involving some expert in these figures, trying to figure out whether that figure is correct or not. So at the expense of this sort of scarcity of land in Hong Kong, we really worthwhile to have this project because there are other options that we can choose. For example, options like whether we are able to change the habit of the people, we can buy the energy from China instead of having taken away the land and build a wind farm on our land. And there are many, many other options. We can save the energy, like say 1-2% very easily if we can change the habit of the people of Hong Kong, the lifestyle of people of Hong Kong. It's a matter of publicity. It's a matter of public education. So these are basically the point that I want to raise.
Thanks, Hancock. Can you put Mr. Mine at rest?